This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Talking some NFL football, talking some college football, just plain old talking some football.
Yes, indeed.
Former Aztec, great linebacker from the dark side. Mr. Kirk Morrison joins us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Kirk, how you doing today?
I'm doing good, fellas. What's going on?
Well, you know, baseball season's kind of dwindling on us a little bit here in San Diego, so...
Oh, man, that Machado magic went away already?
I don't want to say it's gone away already. It's just kind of taking a vacation right
it's,
now.
It's just not it's not enough of his magic.
It's not enough right now, so...
It was an Airbnb. You get in for a little bit, and come back.
Well, hopefully it'll be back... In time for next season anyway, but I don't know. Right. Anyway, we're excited about football. Everybody's excited about football around here. And I know you got a big season lined up and coming off a Super Bowl season in which you were hosting a pre- and post-game show for the Super Bowl with the Los Angeles Rams. Tell me a little bit about this season for the Rams. We've seen some Super Bowl teams lose and then kind of struggle to get back to that point. The following season, what are the Rams doing to safeguard against that?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right, Chris. It's always tough to get back to a Super Bowl. It really is. And when you think about some of the teams that, you know, the year after they make the game, they usually, you know, end up, you know, struggling the following season or just never really look like the season in which got them to the Super Bowl, unless you're the Patriots. That kind of being said, you think about, you know, what happened in that Super Bowl, this past one against the Patriots. The Rams only scored 3 points. You know, the Patriots won the football game, and I think that's really been the rallying cry, you know, between players and coaches, is that we weren't good when our best was needed, which was the Super Bowl. And scoring 3 points in that high-powered offense of the Rams, that's kind of what I think this year is really all about, is that they felt that they weren't versatile enough. They felt like they, you know, schematically could have done more, and that's what they've done so far. I think this preseason they went out and drafted a running back in the third round, and then on top of that they, you know, got a couple of guys healthy as well. So I just look to see a different team than what we saw last year in the Super Bowl.
Kirk, you mentioned how the Patriots had success in really shutting down that high-octane offense that the Rams had. And one of the reasons, I think, on the outside looking in, they didn't have Todd Gurley to their disposal, really, in that game, or at least he wasn't used. Now, we've pretty much followed this from the end of last season up until this season. Is Todd Gurley extra motivated this year? Because all he's heard since the Super Bowl was that his knee was damaged, he was damaged goods. How are the Rams going to be able to somehow bring his workload down? I would say that a guy like Todd Gurley would come in pretty motivated based on hearing all this noise all offseason.
Yeah, I think it's huge that for Todd that they went out and drafted a running back in the third round, because it really can give Todd a break. You know, I think that, you know, the big word that we saw in the NBA this past season was load management.
Yes.
For Kawhi Leonard. And, you know, people are like, well, how could you do load management and for what? And all of a sudden he's hoisting a Larry O'Brien trophy. And everybody's like, wow, okay, load management works. And I think it'll be similar here with the Rams and Todd Gurley. I don't necessarily think Todd Gurley was ineffective last year toward the end of the year. He still rushed for over 115 yards against the Cowboys. He had 2 scores. You know what I mean? So yeah, he was playing at a high level. I just thought that in the NFC Championship game, he lost a lot of confidence when he dropped a pass, got intercepted, and then he dropped another pass a little bit later. Mm. And just the way that the scheme and flow, the way the offense kind of was in those last two games, you know, teams really took him away, and they wanted Jared Goff to beat them. And I don't think people are noting that enough, is that Todd Gurley was their best player. And if I'm a defense, I'm trying to stop Todd Gurley, and that's what the Patriots did, and that's what pretty much the Saints really did. And they're just like, look, we don't care if Jared Goff throws for 5,000 yards. We just don't want somebody running up and down our throat. And I think that's the motivation for Todd to try to prove people wrong, which is kind of what he's been doing his first 4 years in the NFL already.
I wouldn't give up on Todd Gurley quite yet. No, as long as I draft him, I'm not giving up on him. Tony drafts him, then I'm giving up on him. Kirk Morrison is with us on the SDCC Fan Hotline, one of our all-time favorites, he is an Aztec
for life.
Yes, mm-hmm. And Sean McVay has been so successful. The good news is that he's been successful. The bad news is, they're taking all of his assistant coaches away from him because every team around the NFL wants the next Sean McVay. How's the Rams coaching tree look this year now, and what changes might be made?
Well, I think for the most part, they kept the defensive coaches together. Wade Phillips is still there. Joe Barry, the assistant, head coach, linebackers coach. Aubrey Pleasant, who's the young coach in the head coach, I think, in the waiting. At some point, he's still there in the secondary. So defensively, you still have that same continuity. But you mentioned that Zach Taylor takes over as the head coach over in Cincinnati. 2 seasons ago, it was Matt LaFleur who was the acting offensive coordinator. He now is in Green Bay. But I think the one thing about Sean McVay is he's always been one to – he wants his coaches to take bigger jobs. It's a bigger pool of guys in which he's worked under, and that's the reason why, that's how he got his opportunity, coaching under John Gruden and then eventually going to work with Jay Gruden, his brother, and then elevating himself into a head coaching position. So the coaching staff in general for Sean is guys who we trust, guys who we know, and trust me, not everybody is calling Sean McVay to see if they can get on his staff, because yeah. Once you get on McVay's staff, it just automatically become a nice shiny object for the NFL. A lot of other teams want what Sean McVay is cooking down here in Los Angeles.
Yeah, no question. Sean McVay has been able to start his own tree, so to speak, yeah. Right? He's got different coaches going everywhere. Kirk, let's switch gears to your hometown team. The Oakland Raiders, as of right now, still the Oakland Raiders. Antonio Brown shows up in an air balloon, makes a grand entrance, and then soon after has to see a foot specialist. What's going on with this foot injury? Is it of concern for the Raiders?
Well, I was down there last week, and it didn't seem much of a concern. And then, obviously, Antonio, put the photo out there of what his feet look like, because there was so much criticism on why he's not practicing and why aren't the Raiders releasing the information of why he's not practicing. So I thought it was a lot to it. But at the end of the day, I am a little bit, I guess, cautious about what's going on, because I've actually seen that type of thing where the bottom of the feet, the skin is kind of falling off, and you have to wait for it all to fall off. So oh. He has to get on a strong steroid or antibiotic something to get whatever is infected or just the damage, skin tissues to fall off and regrow some skin. So that could be a process that could be 3 to 4 weeks, maybe a little bit longer. So right now it's not an issue of, is he not playing this season? No, he'll play this season. It's really just about how fast his skin starts to come back and he feels comfortable enough to go out there and run some routes. So I've actually seen that actually before.
You know what's crazy is honestly, up until now, I saw that photo. I assumed it was a fake photo. That's a real photo of the skin falling off his feet, huh?
Ah.
Oh, that's real. Oh, yeah, that's all the way real.
I thought for sure that was a parody photo for some reason. I don't know why.
No. That's a real photo. That's why he's going to get to see a foot specialist. That's the reason why. I know because, honestly, my dad had a situation like that with him, and that's how I remember. He had to get injected with a steroid, I think, because he actually, it was a bad reaction to a medicine that he took. And it kind of, it's the infection is trying to get out of the body in some way. And for him, it came through his foot. So I was like, whoa, so that's the first thing I thought about with Antonio Brown. And for him not to have practice, for him to leave, training camp to go see a specialist, it is a little more serious than I think people may be in question to think. But for the most part, it's not going to keep him out. you know, for the season. It's just about how quickly they can handle this situation and move on from it.
You guys are getting me a little queasy now. From now on, I promise I'm not having lunch before we interview Kirk Morrison. Talking about all this crazy stuff. Hey, Kirk, speaking of the Raiders, Hard Knocks, did you get a chance? You never got a chance to be part of Hard Knocks. Would that have been something that you would have enjoyed, having all those cameras, all that attention? I know it debuts tonight on HBO, but seems like it's a lot of fun for most players. Is that something that you would have kind of wanted to participate in?
You know, definitely, especially with the Raiders, because I think it's for the first time, I think people get to see a unique look into the Raiders organization, but also, too, I think one of the most outstanding places to ever have a training camp. You know, I've had training camp in Buffalo, where we're with the St. John Fisher College.
All that
the
way was out fun.
Yeah, that was not. I know you were really pissed, but man, that was different. And then when I was in Jacksonville, we stayed at a hotel, and you know we had training camp at the facility, which was still a little bit weird, a little bit different. But the Oakland Raiders training camp at the Napa Valley Marriott is just one of the best settings to have a training camp, and I really think that it will be highlighted in this Hard Knocks. It's not as much of a distraction. I was out there for the opening weekend, and you can't even tell the cameras are out there. It's just a regular practice is going on. It just so happens that everybody's mic'd up. And after a while, I think in the beginning, guys are, kind of show themselves a little bit. But now I think it's just like they forget all about the cameras. But I'm telling you, number 24, Jonathan Abram, man, he's a rookie out of Mississippi State. Yeah. I think he is going to be a star in terms of Hard Knocks, man. The dude is just, some guys just, you talk to them for 5 minutes and you're like, that guy's different in a good way. That guy is different. So I think that he's probably going to steal the show at some point on this Hard Knocks. But I would have loved to have done it, though, seriously, because these are memories and look, people always remember, these episodes of Hard Knocks. I mean, they don't go away. They go into the archives. So it would have been fun to have been able to be a participant in one of those.
Kirk, real quick before we let you get out of here, do you have where you're going to be for your first college games this year?
Yeah, first game of the season. I get a chance to go to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, to see the number 6 Louisiana State University Tigers, LSU, versus Georgia Southern. So I'm looking forward to that, man. I'm excited.
That's awesome.
That's a good matchup. That game on the odds board is probably about even, isn't it?
It's a little more weighing heavily on the LSU side. But you know what? In week one, man, you never know what can happen.
No, and it's fun. It would be so fun to go down there, man. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, it's a great place. I've been down there a couple times already. So they treat me well down there in Baton Rouge. So I look forward to get down there and watching some Tiger football and Coach Ogeron.
Sweet. Have you had a chance to talk to Rocky at all about what he's got with the Aztecs? Just a quick note on the red and black?
No, not yet. I keep my, I definitely keep my eyes open. I'm always, just reading, just seeing what's going on. I'll make a trip down there in the next week or two just to see where this team is at as they get ready for Weber State. And obviously, I think the storylines are there. You had a new starting quarterback, Juwan Washington, in his senior year. And one of the most outstanding linebackers in all of the country, I think, in Kiava Tuzino. So that's the Aztecs in a nutshell, is just how can they put it together in a conference right now that's definitely with Boise and Fresno kind of leading the charge. Where do the Aztecs fall?
Well, one of my all-time favorite things about Kirk Morrison was the fact that when he was at college at San Diego State, he made every tackle.
Yeah, he did.
And then then they did all the ratings for the draft, and they said, well, he runs this fast and he jumps this high. And I said, I don't care. He makes every tackle.
It's around the football.
And the Raiders were smart enough to realize that, and they brought him in. And then when you first got to the Raiders, it wasn't like a lot of big hellabaloo around Kirk. Except for the fact that pretty soon he was starting and making every tackle again.
He only went out and was tackling everybody there, too.
I bring it up because this is what I think of when I look at this Tuzino kid play, Kirk. I mean, he really reminds me of you, and I hope that he can have the same kind of success. Hey, anyway, thanks for the time as always, Kirk. Have a great season. We'll catch up with you soon. Good luck, buddy.
See you, Kirk.
Hey, appreciate it, guys, always. Talk to you soon.
Kirk Morrison there on the SDCCU fan hotline. SDCCU has low mortgage loan rates, equal housing opportunity. Apply now at SDCCU.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.